Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, and the most direct threat yet of jail time for Donald Trump if he doesn't adhere to a judge's edict for violating a gag order. The judge hit him with a monetary rebuke first thing this morning, but he also pivoted and told Trump he has until 2:15, as in 15 minutes from now, to take certain posts off his Truth Social, or else he's ordering bracelets. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa, live at the courthouse, leading our broadcast on this Tuesday. Jake?
That's right, Larry. In fact, the judge didn't literally spell that out from the bench. Most of it was in a written ruling. So he didn't exactly say to judge, you know, waving his finger, I am going to put you in jail if you don't. This was all written. And of course, the lawyers are going to convey that to Trump. But what he did say was, out of the 10 issues that the prosecutor cited, and some even outside the hallway where, right before Trump would come in, the gag order bars him from talking about witnesses, jurors, family members of court and trial personnel, and criticisms of the case itself. So the judge said, nope, 9 out of the 10, no good, and you're fined $1,000 each. But then we were turning to the witnesses, and Trump had to turn his attention toward witness Keith Davidson. Now, he's an attorney, and he was describing how he made the deal for former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal. Now, she told him she had a romance with Trump, but didn't want it out there and be characterized as the other woman. So Davidson was trying to leverage a $1 million deal from the National Enquirer to keep it quiet and give her some work. McDougal ended up with a $150,000 buyout. Larry?
Juliet, thank you for following that. And of course, there's this, the hearing on Thursday, another hearing where the judge will weigh other gag order violations. Meantime, testimony resumes, and we are there. To the Palestinian protest now, the pro-Palestinian protest at Columbia, and things have gotten tense since a deadline came and went yesterday. School telling folks to clear the campus or else face suspension. They didn't budge, and today the school is now threatening dozens of protesters with expulsion after they took over that building in the latest escalation. Reporter Mary Lynn Buckley joining us live from Columbia now to give us more on that. Mary Lynn?
Larry, the scene outside of Columbia, it is growing bigger and it is getting louder and louder by the minute. Now, this group is separated into a group of pro-Palestinian protesters and also pro-Israel protesters. The NYPD, they've been putting up more and more barricades to separate the two as tension is boiling. And we also do see some action inside, past the gates on Columbia's campus. It's unclear if these are students that are moving out of Hamilton Hall, or perhaps they may be students dorming there that are leaving campus. But definitely we do see some students leaving campus from outside the gates. No one is being allowed on campus at this time. But outside the gates, this is a group of alumni, of students, and of people that really just want to join the movement. And we can tell you there's about a couple of hundred people out here, with the NYPD keeping a very close eye. So far, no one from the NYPD has been on Columbia's campus. We're keeping a close eye on that. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live outside Columbia.
And to punctuate that, so far Columbia hasn't summoned the NYPD. Early on, it was decided to keep law enforcement out of it. But Mayor Adams says if we have to, we'll coordinate with the school and do what we must at some point.
When they ask us, we're going to carry out the necessary exercises to do with a minimum amount of force to not in any way harm faculty, students, or the law enforcement personnel.
The mayor has said all along many of the problems involve people who don't even belong to the school, outsiders that is, who have come in to stir up trouble. And universities across America are grappling with the same problem, that is, how to clear out these encampments as graduation approaches and without causing harm to anybody or turning it into university garden. Schools in Virginia, Texas, and Utah dealing with it today, some of them suspending graduation, suspending students, the works. Meantime, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby saying no matter what, these protests must remain peaceful, saying the takeover of a building here at Columbia doesn't sit well.
The president believes that forcibly taking over a building on campus is absolutely the wrong approach. That is not an example of peaceful protest.
In an ex post, protesters say they plan to remain in the building until Columbia divests itself of certain Israeli ties. The school has said it will not. A shooting in Bed-Stuy early this morning leaves a 15-year-old kid in the hospital. He was at a gas station right there on Atlantic Avenue right around 3:30. Police say he was shot once in the gut and taken to Maimonides. They think he's going to be okay, but so far police say the boy isn't really cooperating. He's not telling them who or why. So there's no description of the suspect. The cops are counting on anybody who knows about it to contact them at Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Somebody say, why won't he tell them who shot him? Huh, you figure it out, folks. Well, millions of New Yorkers who live in rent-stabilized apartments will soon find out how much their rent is going up. Seems like they just did this, right? The Rent Guidelines Board holding a preliminary vote tonight, in fact, where they're expected to back modest increases. Almost a million rent-stabilized apartments here in the Big Apple, home to about a quarter million of New Yorkers. Right now, the median rent for those apartments about $1,500, about $500 below market rate units. The preliminary vote happens tonight in Long Island City. A final vote will come later this spring, and any rent increases would affect leases beginning in October. Well, we've been telling you about this trend of muggings in Central Park over the last few days now. Two arrests have been made so far, and now the NYPD says they're upping patrols there.
This is one of the most iconic locations in New York City.
A disturbing robbery crime trend at one of the world's most recognizable parks, says NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry.
We're seeing a lot of evening robberies, and it looks like the primary targets of these robberies are electronic devices.
Chief Savino, executive officer from the Detective Bureau, announced an arrest today.
Richard Taylor this morning, he's a male, 35 years old. He lives up in the Bronx.
Taylor will be charged for an alleged sexually motivated robbery on April 25th. He has 9 priors.
Also on parole until 2028.
In another case, cops are looking for 3 men on scooters who they say stole 2 phones from a tourist after showing a handgun with a laser. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Park.
Also on this Tuesday, public school students will soon get a couple class lessons about hate crimes and their impacts. Mayor Adams announced today that it's part of a new curriculum amid a rise in high crimes across the country.
Teach students from grades 6 to 12 a very important time in their lives about hate crimes and bias incidents, as well as the impact hate has on individuals and communities.
It'll include 5 lessons designed to increase their understanding of diversity, sharpen their critical thinking skills, and show them the impacts of hate crimes on different communities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.